Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1108. Visible translated text is as follows. 77, redirect examination. I communicated immediately with the police when we found the blood back there. I think Harry Scott was the first man I reported Conley's nervousness to. It was on Monday, April 28, 1913. F. Holloway, recalled for cross-examination. I am the day watchman and timekeeper. I look after the register to see that everybody registers. No, it was not a habit of Conley to register, or not as he pleased, and to get his pay anyhow. If he didn't register, I always got after him. I applied the same rule to him as I did to anybody else. I never saw Mr. Frank Goose pinch or joke with Conley. I never saw him touch him in any way, unless it was when he would go in the office to borrow money. I would see him hand him a quarter or something. He surely was a good hand at borrowing, but Mr. Frank would never let him have a nickel but what he owed him. Up till 12 months ago, the sweepers stayed at the factory until about 2:30. But then they made a rule that any sweeping that wasn't done by noon on Saturday would have to go over until Monday, and since that time, no Negroes have been there since 12 o'clock. We never had any Negro night watchmen in July, August, September, or any time last fall. We never had a Negro night watchman until we hired Lee, which was about 3 weeks before the murder. Since June of last year, on Saturday afternoons, I always stayed around the factory and looked after seeing that nobody came in or out, unless they had business. I never have seen anybody Goose Conley. Sometimes I would kick him to make him go on to his work. The door that leads to the Clark Woodenware place never was locked. It was nailed up when the Clark Woodenware moved out of there. I nailed it up myself. It was open on the Monday after the murder. It led back to a chute in the rear and to two water closets on the right. Nobody occupies that now. I was at the factory every Saturday since last May, excepting legal holidays when the factory was shut down. I did not miss a single Saturday in July, August, September, October, November, December, and January, excepting legal holidays. On Thanksgiving Day, I stayed there until 12 or 1 o'clock. I have never missed a Saturday since I have been working at the factory. I would be relieved on Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. I would go all over the building trying to see that everything is all right. That was my business. I have never known Mr. Frank to have any woman on Saturdays excepting his wife. She came there on Saturdays and went home with him about once a month. Mr. Schiff helped Mr. Frank on his books on Saturdays. Conley never did watch the door downstairs. If he did, he must have been after 4:30 p.m., I never did see him giving signals to Mr. Frank and Frank giving him signals from upstairs. I was obliged to have seen them if he had watched the door. I sat mainly in the front of the building to see that nobody came in the building. I do not recall any Saturday afternoon that Frank and Schiff missed.